and a haze of artificial lights filled the air. At the entrances to the restricted viewing area, Imperial Sardaukars stood at attention, and more of the Emperor's elite soldiers remained back at the luxurious Imperial frigate, awaiting Shaddam's return to the spaceport. Irulan's father had grudgingly agreed to the security restrictions after guild reassurances from their high-level representative, Starguide Sorello. Now the Starguide sat on the other side of the Emperor in the viewing stand, and he had presented guarantees from his superiors that the Carino guests would be safe, and a guild guarantee was not given lightly. In this ultra-security zone, Irulan felt assured that she and her father need not worry. The Padishah Emperor and his eldest daughter were the only outsiders allowed to see this celebration of a navigator's life. To Irulan's knowledge, such an honor had never been granted in the millennia of cooperation between the Spacing Guild and House Carino. The invitation included her rather than the Empress, because Shaddam was currently without a wife, having recently lost his latest spouse, Firenze Thorvald. Irulan, at 26 years old, was the princess, his most important child. In her position, Irulan had traveled on diplomatic missions and visited many worlds, but she had never been to the guild's headquarters. Few outsiders saw any part of Junction, the nexus of all galactic spacefaring routes. Even her father, for all his grand importance, had never been here. Ahead of her on the presentation field, the vast array of highliners filled her with awe. The enormous ships landed on no other planet, and now hundreds of them covered the ground as far as she could see, all to memorialize one of the powerful, mysterious navigators. Her father seemed pleased to witness the event. He leaned close to her. "Most impressive, isn't it? This will be noted in my official biography." He kept his voice to a whisper out of respect, although even a shout would have been swallowed by the immensity. The handsome Starguide glanced at the visitors, noting the whispers, but his expression remained stony and unreadable. Sorello had a solid jaw and a thick head of dark wavy hair. His eyes were a startling deep black. A man of illustrious credentials and reputation, he reported directly to a small cadre of guild leadership. An hour ago, he had met Shaddam and Irulan at the Imperial frigate and escorted them here for the event. The ceremony unfolded, and the Imperial guests watched with rapt attention. Despite her Bene Gesserit upbringing and long years of practice maintaining a calm demeanor, the princess felt a rush of excitement just to be here. Thousands of uniformed guildsmen gathered in the foreground below, making little noise despite their large numbers. The guildsmen displayed a variety of body shapes, but they all wore similar gray uniforms. Many looked ordinary to Princess Irulan, but others had physical deformities, which gave them an alien air. Nearby, shielded and murky tanks held navigators, altered humans who guided the great highliners safely through fold space. Preparing for this event, Irulan had studied diligently, utilizing secure Imperial and Bene Gesserit documentation to learn what was known about navigators, despite the Spacing Guild's mystique. Each navigator had an enormously expanded consciousness and prescience, by which they chose safe pathways through space. Due to lifelong immersion in spice gas, navigators typically lived for centuries, and thus the death of one was a momentous event. The name of this fallen navigator had not been revealed. Irulan wondered if the mutated humans even maintained their original names. In the wide assembly area below, the motley assortment of guildsmen encircled a clear plas globe mounted on a towering column. Sorello had explained to them in an awed whisper that the hypnotic orb contained the Oracle of Time, an entity said to be thousands of years old. Irulan found the globe compelling, magical. Within